The ACRES Project in State College works with individuals of all ages and at all points on the autism spectrum. But WPSU's Evan Beebe reports one goal of the project is to develop career and social skills in order to combat the 85% unemployment rate among college graduates with autism.
Russell Schoeffler never had a job he enjoyed. That was until he found the ACRES Project.
So that's what I do. I primarily am scanning slides because that's how most of these photos were stored.
At ACRES, Schoeffler was paired with a job at the Penn State Egyptology Department, digitizing 50-year-old research slides for professors. Schoeffler says he's excited to go to work now.
It's very friendly for an autistic person because it's, you know, I don't have to deal with a lot of people. So it kind of helped ease me back into the work environment, which for most of my life has been pretty toxic. So this is kind of helping me bring back a little confidence.
Bella Bragar is the founder of ACRES, and she says what makes the program different is how they work with each individual to find the perfect job.
So we may have a curriculum set out, but what we do for Mary is totally different than what we do for Russell or what we do for somebody else. So it's all based on their needs, their passions. We just don't say to someone, okay, we're going to put you on a job over here.
Bragar, a former special education teacher, says she was influenced to start the program because most support services for autistic individuals end when they leave school.
I was a teacher for over 38 years, so I worked a lot with different disabilities. I always kept in touch with students and stuff, and I was hearing, oh, well, I'm not doing anything, or, oh, well, I'm in college, but I really don't have friends, or I really don't have any place to go, or, oh, yeah, I have a degree, but I don't have a job. So I'm like, there's got to be something out there.
Megan McGrath is a recent Penn State graduate who works as a program organizer for ACRES. McGrath says the project offers several different programs and career paths for members.
So we have different groups that focus on socialization and social communication skills, groups that focus on life skills, and then groups that focus on vocational or work-based skills. We've done an administrative role as far as finding work placements, building a relationship with them, things like that to get us into the community, as well as working with our clients hands-on.
Schoeffler was a member of one of those job training programs, and he says he learned skills that made him more employable.
Yeah, partly the interview skills especially were very useful. I've actually already used them in a couple interviews I've done recently. And yeah, and the enhancements to my resume and my cover letter and stuff that I learned from this were very useful.
When the program began in 2014, Mary Krupa was one of the first individuals to get involved. Krupa is a former student of Bragar's, and today she works at ACRES as both a public relations expert and their go-to graphic designer. Krupa says the program has expanded to not just helping individuals with autism, but informing the public about what autism is.
A big portion of us is we're not just helping people with autism, we're also reaching out to the community and kind of inviting the community to be a part of this and to learn about what autism is, what it looks like, how do you interact with someone that has autism. We reach out to the police, we reach out to businesses, employers, the public, basically.
Krupa added that autistic individuals can become deterred when they notice how they are different from the rest of society. But it's important to accept their differences as an asset.
Because we're getting a lot of younger people, unfortunately, that are thinking their autism is like a curse, or like, oh, why do I have this disability? It's so terrible. I wish I didn't have autism. But they're not seeing their strengths, and they have all these really incredible strengths. I mean, yeah, I do have difficulties with socializing, and there's things that I have a hard time with, but I like the way my brain works. It's different. I think it's beautiful.
ACRES is hoping to expand in the near future. They would like to build townhouses on their property to give autistic individuals an opportunity to test out independent living. I'm WPSU intern Evan Beebe.